This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Again, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For you first-time listeners, just to let you know, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our community regarding locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Paula Malone of Pet Wants Cleveland. Thank you, Paula, for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, we want to learn more about Pet Wants Cleveland, but before we jump into that, I was hoping maybe you'd share a little bit with us about yourself and your family.
Oh, okay. My husband's name's Randall. I have three children, Cody, Kylie, and Noah. And my husband and I were married right out of high school. We graduated from Bradley Central High School. I won't tell you when, but okay. We've been married for 34 years this year. So,
oh wow! Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, you kind of just told it right there, Paula.
I know I did.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I see that Pet Wants Cleveland, it kind of provoked me to say, okay, what is Pet Wants Cleveland? So, just share that with us.
So, Pet Wants is a pet health, nutrition, and wellness company. We sell fresh cat food and dog food, along with spa products, supplements, treats, and chews.
Wow, fresh products. I mean, that's mm-hmm. different. You know, most time we used to go into the store and buying dog food in a bag or a can. We don't know how long it's been sitting there. So to think that we're getting a fresh product, that's a very inspiring thought process. How did you go about getting into this type of business?
Well, the whole story, it's a long story, so I'll try to make it short. So our dog Cooper, he's a Boykin Spaniel Australian Shepherd mix, and he had dermatitis really bad. And so we were spending a fortune at the vet with steroid shots like every 3 months, then it became every 2 months, and it never really went away. It never helped that much. Yeah. And so I started digging into the pet food industry, how things were made, how long that, like you'd said, Scott, the shelf life can be up to a year old because they make it 500 tons at a time. Even if you have a really good nutrient panel, that sitting that long in warehouses until it gets to our dog's bowl, nutrients diminish. So, you know, what is actually left in the nutrient panel? So realized that. And then I started looking into different raw foods, possibly cooking food for him, thinking that this was a nutritional allergy. And so anyway, we looked into raw, and all of that was just very expensive, very time consuming. And yeah. So we found Pet Wants, and I ordered, it is fresh. It's made fresh every 6 weeks. So we ordered his first 6 week supply. And within about 3.5 to 4 weeks, his stomach was cleared up of all the sores.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's really good. What is it doing on we see the outside, but what is it doing for them on the inside? It's keeping them healthy and happy. And most dogs love this stuff because it is fresh.
I'm glad you told that story because there may be a lot of, you know, people out there that have pets and they're having these kind of issues and they're doing that research trying to say, what's going on? Why is my pet not getting better? You know, right. So it's great to know that you shared that.
Right. And we were a customer of Pet Wants for 2 years before we decided to buy into the business. And we did that because we wanted to bring, you know, this special, you know, business and corporation to our area so that we could help other pet parents that were going through what we're going through. And not just that, I mean, you don't have to do it if they're sick or whatever. It's just a really good food to keep them happy and healthy.
Yes. I had my Gypsy. She was a boxer and she began to develop hives. And I was like, you know, she was a rescue, so we didn't know a lot about her history. and like, what do we do? And so finally I did a little research, found out some dogs are allergic to red dye. I never didn't know that. I switched to dog food. It went away. So, I mean, to think there's a product that's fresh. So you said it's made every 6 weeks. So what is the possible oldest date that someone could buy from you? And it could be, you know, if they make it every 6 weeks, how old can your product actually be?
So maybe about 8 to 10 weeks, because it's made to order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they order it, or we order it from them. Once they get those orders, the manufacturer makes it, processes it, and then gets it to us within about a week. So then we get to all of our customers. So maybe, you know, two to three weeks after that.
Amazing. I mean, that's just amazing. Everybody that's a pet owner out there that really cares about your pet. I was talking to a veterinarian the other day, and we were talking about how when I was young, I'm not going to tell you how my date myself either, Paula, but I'm right in there with you. But when I was young, you know, dogs were, they weren't cherished like they are now. But you know, they were an animal that's in the yard, and you went outside to play with them. And you know, you didn't. Where I grew up, nobody hardly had an animal in the house. And now they're fur babies. Right. You know, they go everywhere with the family. You know, you see them sticking their head out the window, riding down the road. You know, they're going on vacation. So it's totally different. And so for everybody who really cares about their pet and wants to make sure they're getting good nutrition, and it's not something that's been out there for a long time, and you don't know what's in it. It sounds like the Pet Wants is a great place to go to inquire about what y'all offer. I'm so glad. People sometimes have those myths and misconceptions about things. Tell us about something that you run into more often where people, when they're talking to you, they really don't understand that they need to understand.
Well, I think a lot of times when you go into, you know, pet food stores or even the grocery store, and you're trying to find a good food, and you see the bag and it says premium, pro, organic, pet food, and all that's advertised on the front of the bag. If you turn it over, then you're really going to see, you know, what's in the food, and does it equate the quality of the protein and the ingredients that are there, does it equate with what they're saying on the front of the bag? A lot of times, no, but then that gets confusing, because what do you do then? Or how do you read that panel? So it's learning to read the panel and knowing what's in the food. Ours is cooked slow and low, so it locks all those nutrients in there. The enzymes that they need from the protein does not destroy those, because it's cooked at low heats. And then, you know, so it locks all those nutrients in there.
Okay.
There's, you know, I would say to the audience out here, if you're looking at the bag, look at the first five ingredients.
Okay.
I could get into it right now, but I think it would be a lot to get into. But the first five ingredients are the main things that you're feeding your dog. If you look at what it's preserved with, never feed your dog something that has BHA or BHT. It's the way that they preserve the food so that it doesn't rot or whatever. It is cancerous. They have proven that it's cancerous, but it's still put into the food, which just amazes me.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But again, it's finding all this out is just like, wow, they know that and it's there. And of course, there's probably things in our food that's done the same way.
True,
you know,
story.
We just have to know and have that knowledge. But yeah, I'd say that's, you know, a lot of misconceptions that, you know, when you cook food at high temperatures, 500 degrees or above, it creates AGEs, which create carcinogens in the protein. And so that's why we see so many of our fur babies now getting cancer and disease.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow. That's just amazing information. Yeah, I learned about the red dye through my experience in any dye, I guess, to look out for that in any kind of food I'm buying. I just stopped.
Yeah. And you know, why do we dye the food? Why do we put colorings and dyes in the food? It's not
that's
for them.
Question.
They can't see color, but we do. It's really for us humans, you know. Oh, that's, you know, red or brown or, you know, whatever, green, you know. And so, there's really no need, because they can't see color.
That's a good thought. I never even thought to consider that before. The coloring is just for the person buying it. That's amazing thought. You know, There's a lot of questions that I could ask, but I feel like what we're diving into now is really more important. You know, when you're talking about the ingredients of the food and things like that, how to read a label. If no one has ever learned to read a label for ourselves, we need to educate ourselves to do that. Right. When I learned to read labels on the food I buy for me, and something's on there and I don't know what it is. You know, here's a shout out to Google, I guess, but I Google it, you know, I look at what is this? What does it do? You know, what are the side effects? Because there's so much stuff put in our food now. And so I really believe in what you're saying, that we need to understand what we're feeding our fur babies. You know, my Gypsy, she passed. She was an older dog when I got her. I take older dog rescues. That's what I do. And I've got a boy named Clyde now. But, you know, I want Clyde to have a healthy life. And sure. I want him to last as long as possible. You know, I read something one time, really touched my heart. Said, you know, your pet may not be your whole life, but you are theirs. And I thought, wow. Yes. I mean, you know, so exactly. I want to treat him so what little life he has, it's a good life. And so exactly. I appreciate what y'all are offering, what you're doing. If there was, you know, just one thing that you wish listeners knew about your business that they probably don't know. If there was one thing, what would you want it to be?
I think just, you know, knowing our business, our goal as a local company is to give the best shot possible for pets out there to have a happy, healthy, long life. And we do that through nutrition. So, you know, with our food and our treats, there's no sugar, dye, gluten, corn, wheat, no animal byproduct, none of the BHA, BHT, cook it slow and low so the AGEs, you know, don't contaminate the protein. And it keeps the enzymes in the protein that they need. And I guess that would give us the upper hand in reaching this goal for our fur babies and our community.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people, you know, when I introduced your company, Pet Wants Cleveland, a lot of people are probably going to want to know, do I have to go to Cleveland to buy the product? I mean, how does this work? So we talked about that a little bit, Paula. Share that information with our listeners.
Yeah, so we are Pet Wants Cleveland. We are based out of that, but we do deliveries in all of the surrounding areas, Oldowaw, East Brainerd, Georgetown, Birchtown, you know, all the outside, you know, downtown Chattanooga, even we have a lot of customers down there.
That's good to know.
Dalton, we even go into Georgia, Dalton, Ringgold. We have customers there also. And we deliver the food. You order online. We have an e-commerce store. You can order online there. We sell it by the pound, not the bag. So you only purchase what you need, you know, for your fur baby, your pet. Yeah, nice. 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. And so you actually deliver it to people's homes?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's a wonderful. Yeah, that's great. Because, you know, the fact that you actually deliver what they need, if it's 1 pound or 50 pounds, that you deliver what they need, what they want, and they can buy it. That's wonderful. That's amazing. Yes. I mean, you're offering a great service.
Yeah. And if someone, you know, is interested, you know, they can go online and check it out. They can also call me and we do what we call feed me plans. So that's based on the age, the weight and the activity level of your pet will tell me how much I'll have a calculator and it calculates how much food, you know, you need to, how many cups you need to feed a day and then also in turn gives you a price of how many pounds. Yeah.
Okay. And then so it's really easy to order. All the pricing is on there when they go to order. Yes. Everything's there. So make it easy for them to find it and buy it. And yeah, definitely. I tell you what, I think I'll be one of your newest customers because I really like what you're saying. And, you know, my boy has been struggling a little bit with some hair loss and I don't know what's causing it. But so I think that it probably is, like you said, nutritional somewhere. I'm going to be trying your product and just I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. So thank you so much for visiting with us today and sharing all this information with us. It's been very helpful and insightful. And I'm so glad that we got an opportunity to meet you, Paula.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you. We are honored and excited to help fur babies. And I'm sure when you get on the food, your baby will start growing its hair back. So
yeah, we have absolutely.
So many customers like that, that they're like, look, oh my gosh, his hair's growing back and he's so much healthier and energy. And
yeah, because I tell you what, if you're kind of skeptical of Paula, what she's saying, do your own research and go find out what they're putting in the food that you are feeding your pets now. Find out, because if there's something in that ingredient, you don't know what it is, Google it. I'm going to tell you, you will be shocked, just like I was. It just like Paula said about some of the ingredients. I was feeding my dog something one time. It actually had ground up bones in it. And don't get me wrong, dogs love bones, but when they eat a bone, they need to know they're eating a bone so they can chew it up properly. Yeah. And so it's just amazing to know that there's someone out there like Pet Wants and Paula that can be there to hold your hand and help you understand everything. So again, Paula, thanks for being on the Good Neighbor Podcast today.
You're very welcome. And if there's anybody out there that wants to do a one-on-one free nutritionist consult, we can look at your pet wants food and or pet wants. We can look at your pet's food and see kind of a comparison and help you, you know, understand that.
That's amazing. To all the listeners of, you know, of Cleveland and Chattanooga, you know, after meeting Paula and learning more about Pet Wants Cleveland, I tell you what, you can't beat what she just offered you right there. If your fur babies really matter to you and you care about their nutrition, you care about their health, give them a call. Give Paula a chance to give you that one-on-one consultation. And remember her and remember that company when you need and want that product and service that they provide. But before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all, the listeners, for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. And always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.